Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Wanted to talk to you a little bit about the things that I'm most excited about for camp. And I'd say number one in the overall theme for me is competition. There's a lot of unsettled positions on this team for the 53 roster. And obviously there's implications for the 46-man game day roster in our practice squad. Tremendous group of players in the mix in terms of the quality and the number that we have. And I'll start out with our defensive line. You know, we've got to decide as a staff based on what we see in practice in terms of how many we will keep, either 9 or 10. And that could be anything in the mix of 6 DNs and 4 D tackles, or 5 and 5, or 6 D tackles and 4 DNs. So it'll just depend on how those players play. But we're extremely excited about the competitive balance of that group, the players that we've brought in through free agency and the draft, and the street free agents that we've brought in. Moving backwards, the linebackers. A lot of unsettled positions. Obviously, we've said numerous times that Lance Briggs is the only declared starter. The rest of the group are going to fight it out among themselves. There's quality athletes there. They all can play various roles in different situations and sub-situations versus run or pass personnel, or all three downs. Some rush better, some cover better. So it'll be really interesting to see how that mix comes together. I will guarantee you this. However it lines up the first day probably won't be how it lines up the first game, the second game, or the third preseason game, and it may not be how it lines up against our first opponent in the Buffalo Bills. So that's an exciting process to me. Competition makes your team stronger. It's an exciting process for our fans, something for our fans to look forward to on a daily basis as they draw more readily identify with our players and the process that they're going through and seeing who comes out in that competitive mix. Our safeties, a wide open battle. Number of players that have been here, number of players that we've brought in. There's no declared winners. And I would say again, don't be surprised between who lines up the first day of practice, first preseason game, third preseason game, and the first game of the season. It could all be different. Corner depth. Obviously, we have two established starters, two Pro Bowl players. We brought in Kyle Fuller, a first-round pick. I expect Kelvin Hayden to compete against him and fight for that third position, whether it's an inside or outside player. It'll be interesting to see how the backside of it comes together. We've had some players such as Cedric McManus that have competed very well for us, Sherrick McManus, that have competed very well for us as special teams players, but he'll have a fight on his hand with the with some of the players that we've brought in either through the draft, through free agency, or through rookie free agency. On the offensive side of the ball, very unsettled in terms of who the backup running back is. Obviously, Matt Forte is the established starter. I see that as a good thing. All this competitiveness among positions will make our team stronger and allow us to get closer to our goals to win championships. There's a number of players in that mix. You know, Sonoris Perry, who came in as an undrafted rookie free agent tryout player, it's just as much in the mix as a Jordan Lynch, a Michael Ford, a Kadeem Carey. Best players win those second and third spots. Among our tight ends, I'm interested to see what our competitive mix is like, if it's better than it was last year. We feel that it should be. We like the players that we brought in, but we're going to find out. And it may be among those players. It may be somebody that we bring in during camp. It may be somebody that we get off the waiver wire during cutdowns. But an exciting process in one, again, that I'm looking forward, very much forward to seeing come through its completion. Our offensive line, we have a number of positions that are up for grab on that 53 between the, you know, sixth player and the ninth player. We normally keep around 9. It'll be interesting to see who wins those battles. There's a number of candidates, some rookie free agents, some street free agents, some guys that we got brought in late in the season like Joe Long. We have some players with starting experience in Evan and Brian, but nobody's guaranteed a slot. It's all a battle to be won. And for me, that's what makes a good camp and a good quality camp. Really excited to see how our players and coaches continue their relationships that they've built during OTAs. You know, we have 43 new players on this roster that were not signed contracts in any shape or form last fall. Those are 43 new players. So those relationships in relationship to attaining our team goals are very important. And it'll be interesting to see how it comes together. I've seen a lot of progress. You know, we've brought in some outstanding veteran coaches that have had great influence on our players. Just want to see what the continuation looks like and what that process unfolds or process comes out to. Our team. You know, that's the most important thing, to see how our team progresses in the schemes that are being taught and how they come together, how these new players come together with the old, and how we gel together during this preseason portion and how we line up against the Buffalo Bills.